times create hard men. Hard men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. And we're at that 80-year cycle. So we need to be strong.
It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win.
In anything, you need to be persistent. You need to be constantly perfecting yourself as much as possible, but never quitting. Quitting gets you nowhere. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. And that's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brendan Eckert Influence, where I teach you how to accomplish your dreams and how to succeed while developing multiple income streams. Today's episode is about the five key elements of success and what it requires in order to be successful. Key element number one is going to be taking action.
You are a man of action.
Most people don't take action on their dreams. They don't accomplish what they want to accomplish. That is because they don't start. They're too afraid to start. They're too afraid to make the move, to take the risk, to take a chance. They never take that chance because they're afraid of failure, which I understand that. Most people obviously are afraid of failure. Failure sucks.
I'm afraid, all right?
But failure is important. It's critical to making sure that you can become the best person that you can possibly be. It is absolutely essential. You need to learn to fail, and you need to learn to enjoy it almost. Because if you know how to fail and fail forward, then you're never going to fail and fall on your face. I failed a million times before I became a cop. Especially, I almost didn't become a cop, actually, you know, when I think about it. Because I graduated from two consecutive academies. The first academy, I graduated from it, I passed the final exam, and then I had to take the state licensing exam.
Wow.
I failed that state licensing exam twice in a row. You can only fail it twice, or you have to do the entire academy over again.
All right, you really failed. You failed.
After I failed it twice, I did that academy all over again. And guess what? I took the risk, didn't I? I could have failed. I could have completely not become a cop. I could have completely just fell right on my face and failed that state exam a third time. But I didn't. And even if I would have, I would have done that academy again just to prove to myself that I could have accomplished it. Because I know, knowing myself, I have to accomplish what I set out to do. And that's how you need to be. You need to take action, and you need to not be afraid to fail. That is the biggest driver of failure in the 99%. And it is a killer to any kind of achievement in life. If you want to lose weight, you need to take action. You need to become somebody who is industrious, and you make the decision to get things done. You make the decision to make your life better. You know, even when you don't want to work out. And believe me, there are days when I don't want to work out, and I don't work out. But most of the time, when I don't want to work out, I force myself to work out. And so I am in pretty good shape. I'm in decent shape, at least. You know, I can run 2 miles without stopping. I suffer through it. I'm not like I was in high school, where I was placing top 10 every single race, just kicking ass in cross country and just dominating in all the workouts we would do in football and all of that stuff. College football, same thing. Baseball. I was in definitely better shape then. However, I can still squat 475. At States, in high school, I was squatting 485. So I'm not too far away from where I was. The second key element to success is consistency.
I have a system to produce consistent content with the hope of it being viral.
If you want to get a job, and you go to a job interview, and you get the job because you've taken action, now you have to stay consistent. You have to show up every single day. You have to perform every single day and do your job every single day. As a police officer, you can't just show up to work once you get the job. You have to get through FTO, field training officer. Essentially, it's a 3-month period to 6-month period where you're evaluated on your ability to comprehend the job and to be able to learn the job in a short enough time span in order to properly do the job with other officers around you while not presenting unnecessary risks to their lives. Because obviously as a police officer, the number one goal is to get home at the end of the night. So that's why we have that program.
This is where the forces of good prepare to fight the forces of evil.
You need to show up every day, and not just that, but you need to perform and do well. you want to get better and if you want to get in better shape, you have to take the initiative to not just go to the weight room, but you got to go every single day. And if it's not every single day, 7 days a week, then it needs to be 5 days a week. And if it's not 5 days a week, it needs to be 3 days a week. If it's not 3 days a week, it needs to at least be 1 day a week. And on that 1 day a week, it should be a 2-hour, 3-hour workout where you're killing yourself, not literally, but like kicking your ass in that weight room. You should be getting better every single day, challenging yourself to become something you never were. You need to be an artist, and your body needs to be the canvas. Your mind needs to be the canvas. At the end of the day, you can become whatever you want to become, but, you know, taking action and being consistent are some of the most important things about life, especially consistency. You can't start a YouTube channel and expect the YouTube channel to grow unless you continue putting out content, unless you continue putting out videos on a consistent basis.
Is whenever you see some outcome, you stop the activity, which means you don't have the trait of consistency. I was like, the reason you aren't where you want to be is because you can't do things repeatedly.
So be consistent in your life and everything you do. And when it comes to taking care of your family, if you're a father or a mother, be there for your kids consistently. Show them that you are reliable. Be a good parent. And if you're not a parent, then be a good son or daughter or sibling, whatever it is. Consistency. Make people believe and see that you are reliable. Consistency is everything. Third key element to success is persistence. Persistence is almost just like consistency. But the difference is persistence is the ability to keep going when you fail. Persistence is that ability to keep on going when things get rough. And that's another reason 99% of people don't succeed. When things aren't simple and easy, and when things get complicated, and when there's risk involved, people run.
Greg, help me!
It's too late for you! You're already in the hole!
People are skittish. Human beings are skittish. I'm even skittish to a certain level. But what's more important is influencing you and changing the world. That's the point of the Brendan Ecker influence, is to change the world and to change the way people think. Because we live in a society where we have a lot of weak men. And you know what they said. Hard times create hard men. Hard men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. And we're at that 80-year cycle. So you need to be strong.
It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win.
In anything, you need to be persistent. You need to be constantly perfecting yourself as much as possible, but never quitting. Quitting gets you nowhere. Winners never quit, quitters never win, and that's a fact. You can't ever quit, no matter how hard things get, no matter how hard the road gets, you gotta keep going no matter what.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Be a beacon of hope. Be a beacon of strength for people. Be something that you know you need to be. Accomplish your dreams, accomplish your goals. Be the best possible individual that you can be. And don't quit. The fourth most important key element to success is obviously going to be speed.
Meet.
Gotta be fast, and you gotta do things in a timely manner. Everything is kind of done by a deadline. No matter whether we like it or not, the world is always spinning. The earth is always spinning. Meaning, we're always in motion. When you're in motion, you have life. When you're moving, you have life. It's my low fuel. I gotta get some more fuel. But that's okay. Because persistence, right? Taking action, right? We're gonna get some gas. We're not gonna be all pussy about it. We're gonna get some gas and we're gonna be all good to go. Don't be afraid to be the person who has initiative. Don't be afraid to be that person who is just ruthless and quick and fast and makes decisions quickly. Because as a cop, you need to do things quickly. You need to make decisions quickly. When you're in a dangerous situation, you need to figure out what's happening. You need to take control of a room, direct people to where they need to go. Be concise, be quick, make decisions, whether you're right or wrong, go full in. Do things quickly, keep yourself safe, and get things done. Accomplish what needs to be accomplished. That is survival, basic survival. And then the last key element of success, information/knowledge. Knowledge is power, and in between knowledge and power is the money. knowledge is going to get you to that place in life. You need information all the time. You've seen the movie Wall Street, not Wolf of Wall Street, Wall Street with Michael Douglas. And Michael Douglas is talking to Charlie Sheen and he says,
"The most valuable commodity I know of is information. Wouldn't you agree?"
Information, kid. I need information. Well, it's true. Information, accurate information, is important because there is always an information flow. There's always a velocity of information. It's just information, information, information. You gotta discern which is truth from fiction. What is right from wrong? Information, information, information all the time. You gotta have information. You have to be informed about the world. You have to be informed about history so you know what the future is gonna hold. You know, it shouldn't take an entire society collapsing, an entire country collapsing for people to realize this. And it's crazy that most people are just learning this stuff. Honestly, information is key. Like him or hate him, Alex Jones, host of InfoWars.
Okay. InfoWars.com.
Who do you believe?
Why does he call it InfoWars? There's a war on for your mind, is the slogan. Interesting, right?
There's a war going on, the battlefield's in the mind. Prize is the soul. So, be careful.
There is an information war, and there's a war on for your mind, truly. That is why information is the fifth most important key element to success in anything you do. You need to be informed about everything. You need to be able to be a leader. You need to be able to get things done. You need to be able to take action. You need to be a leader and informed for the future generations ahead of you who are going to require information so they can succeed and spread information to their children.
Knowledge is power.
The passing down of knowledge. In a Native American tribe, you'll see a lot of these Native American chiefs, there's always a wise one, the old elder, and he passes the information down to the warriors, the warrior class, and then the warrior class passes that information down to their children, and suddenly we have this dichotomy of a strong, powerful tribe. Information is key. Five key elements of success: taking action, consistency, persistence, speed, and information / knowledge. These are the five key elements of success. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you got a lot out of it. If you did, be sure to like this, comment, subscribe, engage, ask questions. You know, spread the knowledge for people. It's not about me. This is about you. This is about the world getting more informed. The Brendan Acker influence is about influencing the world to be smarter, better, stronger, more effective. Comment, subscribe, like, do what you gotta do. Thank you very much. More content's coming. This podcast is gonna grow. It's gonna be something you haven't even seen before. Stay prudent, stay powerful, and stay wealthy.